to 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
You're on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim on Spotlight, a show and a program that tries to highlight and celebrate in our community the wonderful work that many people do and to be a catalyst for providing quality information about a wide range of other matters. We have on the line, and we're very delighted this morning, a very good friend, Dr. Rob Lang. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
It's so lovely to hear you and to be able to let our listeners know of the great work that you do. You've done many things in your life. You've been CEO of Parramatta Council. You've worked for Urban Foreshores. You've sat on ministerial boards in terms of providing quality information. You sit on seven or eight boards now, and you've slowed down, I believe. There's many things that I would like to our listeners to find out. But for today, there are two key areas that I think would really help us understand what great work you and others do in our community, and that's urban theatres projects, which you are the chairman, and also the Gang Show, and both amazing theatrical and experiential delights, if you like. So let's go straight towards looking at urban projects or urban theatre projects. Tell us about the history of it and what you try to do there, because it's truly an amazing concept.
Jim, you're absolutely right. Look, the arts is a really important sphere of work in any community, and even more so in these days of COVID and the lack of the opportunity to experience the arts. It just reminds you of how important it is to be involved in these kind of community exercises. The Urban Theatre Projects is a long-standing company. It's been around for about 40 years. One of the a national leader in contemporary performance, particularly in Western Sydney, and they pride themselves on doing works that has a social impact, works that are predominantly in Western Sydney, and working with very diverse and sometimes lower economic communities, but certainly communities that are engaged and excited about the arts. We do a lot of First Nations work with Indigenous people, not only artists but their communities as well. And in fact, did a very significant work called Black Box out at Blacktown only this last 12 months, where we had a fabulous piece of Indigenous work presented in a special forum, and great crowds of people came along to hear it and to experience it, and it's certainly something we're very proud of. So UTP has been around for a while. It is a big arts company in Western Sydney, and of course that's important in a Western Sydney that's growing so exponentially, and with the potential that we will be more than half the population of Sydney within a few years, and certainly we're the third biggest economic zone in the country. It deserves to have its own arts companies, and there are relatively few. Urban Theatre Projects has produced over the last 5 years, about 53 different artistic projects. We've employed 783 artists and entertained about 1.4 million people. So that's pretty exciting. We have to do a lot more.
I'm very interested in a foundational value, if you like, when you say through theatre, the storytelling of social impact. What are some of those social impacts in the story that is being told through urban theatre projects?
Well, on the First Nations program, for example, we've done a series of works led by an Indigenous artist curator, Daniel Browning. He's done a number of different works for us, and we've got a whole lot more planned for the post-COVID world when we're allowed to. But at the moment, we're doing some things on digitally. But providing access to people is really important, whether they be First Nations or whether they're people with a disability or people from diverse backgrounds, no matter what type that may be. We want to give people a voice and allow their stories to be heard, and to give these people an opportunity to tell the world what's going on. from their perspective. And we've also got a large program for young people. We've got a thing called UTP Rising, which is a three-year program for young Western Sydney people and bilingual kids to hear their voices, and we're doing that in the Western Sydney area as well.
That is fantastic. And can I say, on behalf of the wider community, and particularly ourselves at 90.5, thank you for taking up that challenge and that aspirational goal of telling stories of people and their lives and the impact that that has. And storytelling does not have to always be a celebration. It also tells particular comment about things. So thank you for taking that up. I've been very fortunate to be with you and Annette and go to the theatre with you, which I found so compelling at times. And thank you for that. Rob, and we wish you all the very best, both Darren and I, with regards to your continued success, if we can say, with regards to urban theatre projects in a very challenging time. The Gang Show. Just about everybody in Sydney, particularly Western Sydney, has been to an event or has known of the Gang Show. You have been with it since its very first show, I believe.
Pretty close, Jim. The show's been going for 50 years and I've been in 48 of them.
And tell us that, because you were very involved with the Scouts, because it's an initiative through that. Can you tell our listeners, please, about its birth and its adolescence?
Sure. Look, Gang Show was a concept that started in London in 1932 by a fabulous person, a scout leader and entertainer by the name of Ralph Reeder. And he wrote and produced the Gang Show in London for decades and decades, from 1932 until the 70s. And the concept spread all around the world. And the idea of it was to basically get a bunch of young people together and to teach them performing arts, to give them opportunities to sing and act and dance, to learn about teamwork and to gain in self-confidence, which is what performing arts does so beautifully in any forum. But the Gang Show is put on by the Scouts and Guides in Western Sydney, the one that I'm involved in. There are gang shows all around the world. And in 2019, we celebrated our 50th show. And that's pretty exciting. And we've been, over the time that I've been involved in the show, we've entertained about 250,000 people and we've trained about 6,000 young people in performing arts. So that's really exciting. Well, and we get to put that show on every year.
Well, I was very fortunate to be at your 50th celebration. And I must say it was one of the most entertaining shows, to see the young people from all ages and to see people who'd been a cub to a scout continuing with their own families in that environment, and to celebrate all the things that you've been able to put forward as clear goals and visions is just truly amazing. And if I can let our listeners, and Darren, you might know this, but the patrons of the Gang Show are who, Rob? Because that when people put their name beside something, it means something. Who are the patrons of the Gang Show?
So currently we've had the governors of New South Wales, we've had other people of that ilk, but right at the moment it's the Governor General of Australia and his lovely wife, and they come to the show each year and are being ex-scout leaders themselves. They are particularly keen to give the kids a bit of encouragement and to let them know that they've got their support, which is very exciting.
Congratulations. That's very good, Rob. And I've got a question to ask. It's Darren here. With the Gang Show, you say that the scouts and the guides, they learn self-confidence, teamwork, perseverance, but also no doubt they're learning their theatrical wares. Do you have any stories to share about, say, a scout or a guide who has actually gone on to the theatre because of the Gang Show?
Absolutely. There, I suppose it's natural that people who are attracted to come to Geng Show and learn performing arts in their younger years go on to do many things in the theatre and TV and film world, which is very exciting. But I'll tell you one interesting little story. A young scout by the name of Daniel Illick joined the Geng Show when he was a cub. I think he probably would have been about 9 years old at the time. And after the first week, his mum said to me, "Oh, look, you know, Daniel loves performing, but he doesn't know anybody, you know, in the rest of the cast." And he felt a little bit, you know, isolated after the first week. And I said to her, said to his mum, "Don't worry, I'm sure you'll have some friends next week." So the following week, I said to a few of the young kids around 9 years old, "You're the best friend of Daniel Illick." And they go, "Am I?" And I said, "Yes, you are." And they said, "Oh, of course I am." And the next week, his mum said, "Wow, he had so many friends. Everybody wanted to be with him, and he had such a great time." Daniel went on to be a member of the production team. He went on to enter TV as a comedian. He's written his own musicals, and he's been producer of, in fact, one of the big ABC shows at the moment, which is making some humour from the COVID situation, with Ray Martin as the lead. Daniel is the producer of that show.
It's a fantastic story.
Yeah, it's a great
congratulations.
Story.
And it's great to see that the Geng Show can bring out the best in anyone. And congratulations to you and how you mentored and nurtured young Daniel to be the superstar he is today.
I think Daniel would have been a superstar no matter what, but we're pleased to be a part of his story.
Well, Rob, that brings us to a close in the sense of sharing with us two amazing journeys with regards to urban theatre projects and the great work you're doing there. And I really liked how you summarised the impact, the social impact of the commentary that is being illustrated, and for people to consider, reflect, and to be able to see how that plays out in the community in which we live. And the Geng Show is a household name as well, and it's been really great. Both Darren and I would love to have you come back, and if you could come back to our studio and talk about RDA, Regional Development Australia. You're the chairman for Sydney, and Sydney's going through an amazing structural change. And what's happening is really incredible, and we would love you to come and tell us about that with, say, your CEO, and tell us what's happening in Sydney and what you attempt to try and do through the mechanisms at the federal level, federal government level.
I'd be delighted to, Jim, anytime.
Thank you for joining with us this morning, Robert, and I'm really very grateful for our friendship. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you indeed, and good to speak to you both.
Alive 90.5.